Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. Just so you all know, the Tenkar's Tavern Facebook community surpassed 2,500 members. Now, I know a lot of people go, fuck Facebook. I understand that. I don't share much personal stuff on Facebook, except for, you know, friends. Not just Facebook friends. I mean, I'm talking about friends. However, the Tenkar's Tavern Facebook community is a nice little centralized location if you want to get gaming news. People post up new Kickstarters, new releases, podcasts, blog posts, links. So it's a good center for such. So if you're interested in looking at it, I will put a link in the show notes to the Tenkar's Tavern Facebook community. Or go to Facebook and, you know, do a search for Tenkar's Tavern. I'm sure you'll find it. Yes, you have to apply for membership. Yes, I have to approve you. It allows me to block out spam accounts. And no, I don't ask you questions like, oh, what was the first publisher of Dungeons & Dragons called? I don't ask those questions. You know, the few asshole spammers that do make it past the basic screening will get caught by me or one of the admins sooner or later. All right. Now, I was talking about the BBC hosted video. I'm being told that it's an advertisement or paid programming on the BBC. But Rob called in. He used our Google number. So before I even switch over to Rob, let me switch over to and tell you what our Google number is. Our Google number for the Tavern Chat Podcast is 347-509-5168. That's 347-509-5168. Instead of being stuck with 1 minute of talk, you can, I believe, leave 2 minutes of talk before it cuts you off. So you can feel free to leave a voicemail that way if you don't like the Anchor app to do so. All right. Enough of me yapping. Now let Rob yap.
Hey, Eric, this is Rob from Lair of Omnisci. I just caught your podcast on the BBC post and a couple of comments on that. First of all, it's a paid advertisement with an obvious slant. The BBC may have put that out, but honestly, I don't think the BBC intended to insult anybody. The group obviously has the pro-LGBTQ+ plant, and that's what they're going for, is trying to get more content for their stuff. I've, you know, it's all over the internet, so it's kind of hard to avoid that. Not necessarily that it should be. They have some legitimate points, but that's quite clearly what they were shooting for, and I'm sure they paid for their time on the BBC. There are people who talk about stuff like that all the time. I really wouldn't get too outraged over it. It's out of context, clearly. So, for us in America, or, you know, us being middle-aged white guys and so on, it's easy to get outraged when you take stuff out of context like that. But I think this one was relatively inoffensive, just coming from one person's perspective, or even one group's perspective. I caution for moderation. If you listen to my stuff, I do that a lot. But I don't think it's worth getting outraged over. The BBC did not insult gamers. It was a group that paid for their spot, and it really wasn't, they didn't hold as much back, but for a 17-second blurb or whatever, I've heard a lot worse. So that's just my spin on it. As always, great podcast. Love listening to you. So thanks again, Eric, for fighting the good fight. Take care. Bye-bye.
Rob, thank you for calling in. I had no idea, honestly, that it was paid for advertisement, or however they say it over on the other side of the pond. It was like a minute and some odd seconds where they got to, yep. And you know what? Here. I would have personally, and we're just talking about me personally, been less offended if she actually talked like she knew anything about Dungeons and Dragons. But she didn't really sound like she did. You know, she had like these talking points, and I'm gonna, you know, but it wasn't natural talking points, if you understand what I'm saying. I don't know. It's like gamers know gamers when we see fellow gamers, and I just didn't get that feeling that she was a fellow gamer. Could just be me, or it could be the complaint that I hear from a lot of the, not a lot, but a significant loud portion of the OSR is that these new 5e players, they're not real gamers, they're just in it because it's popular. Well, you know what? We played D&D because, you know, back in the late 70s, early 80s, because it was fun, because it was popular amongst our geek and nerdom groups. Now, today, it's reached a popularity that I know of people who make a living. I'm not saying they're getting, you know, wealthy. I'm not saying they're making six figures. They're going to be high six figures in the 1%. But I know people who make their living running games, D&D games, professionally for multiple groups, some in corporate situations. So they're getting paid good money for the time they spend on it for D&D, because it's gotten that popular. And that's, you know, for somebody who came into this hobby around 1980, to look at it like you can make money, not just make money off it by creating stuff. And that was always my dream when I came into this hobby. You know, as a gamer, when it's a teen, it's like, oh, I want to, you know, move to Lake Geneva and work for TSR. But to actually be able to make an income running games. I don't think I run games well enough to have people pay me to GM for them. I think it's enough that people, you know, go to conventions and go, oh, shit, Eric Tenkar is running a game. I want to be in it. I'm flattered. I'm thrilled. I'm humbled. But, yeah, if I can make $100 running a four-hour session of gaming, I would be flabbergasted. But in any case, I'm digressing off this topic. Yes, as in advertisement for intersectionality or whatever the big buzzwords are today for this. Sure. But it really has less to do with D&D than the buzzwords that they're throwing in there. And that's why I dare I say, it feels slighted. You know, if you're going to talk about gaming, don't be the asshole at my local fucking pub when he heard the phrase D&D and Dungeons and Dragons and RPGs, and I'm involved in a hobby, and I have a company that, Prague Art Games, that will actually bring me to conventions, me and my wife, and God bless them, pay for our hotel, badges, food, booze, or soft drinks, you know, depending on my mood. But and he heard that, and he was like, how is a professional D&D player? And please, you know, if you're gonna bullshit, keep your bullshit to the minimum, because the more you bullshit, the easier it is to find the holes in your story. Ugh. All right. Well, yeah, I really derailed on this shit. All right. So in any case, that's the follow-up on that. And if there's any other voicemails, like I said, you can use the Anchor app. You can use the voicemail. My wife, Rachel, is like, that's your voicemail number? I'm like, yeah. She goes, you do know that number has a significance. And I looked at it and went, oh, shit. I was active. That's my shield number in there. I've been using this number for years. I had no fucking clue. Don't pay attention, obviously. Whack me in the head. All right, folks. As always, be safe. Be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.